An Impatient Patient by Ben Lazarus. Diagnosed with PSP in his 40s, Ben Lazarus shares the rapid changes to his life, what PSP has taken, what remains, and why speaking up matters. When I was asked to share my experience, I was honoured, but at the same time, no one wants to write about having PSP. There are so many other magazines I'd have preferred to be featured in. Top Gear springs to mind, but that is life. At 45 years old, 5 years ago, my doctors and I thought I had Parkinson's disease. That started my fight. I decided to hit it on the head as much as possible by taking medication, doing exercise and yoga for the first time in my life. I tried my best to carry on with work as a consulting partner in one of the big four firms. At 47, they considered for a brief but very scary couple of weeks the possibility it was PSP, when my neurologist noticed vertical eye palsy, but they were not ready to pull the trigger. However, by March 2025, PSP was diagnosed, so PSP it was. My family and I were shocked, an understatement, and life began to change at a rate of knots. I retired from work, stopped driving, and I suddenly went from flying around the world to within weeks needing to use a wheelchair to get about and terrorise the neighbourhood on my new wheels. I've moved downstairs, which we renovated with an accessible bathroom and bedroom. And as I write this at the end of December 2025, we are considering future carer plans. At 50 years old, I'm relatively young, and it has had a big impact on my wife and three kids, 23, 23 and 16, who mean everything to me. We've had discussions we wouldn't normally have about end of life, but they are holding up and we have my oldest daughter's wedding to look forward to. Amongst what is truly awful news, there's been some bright spots. Firstly, I've found comfort and therapy through writing. I've been keeping a blog where I share my thoughts on the disease. I'm a totally impulsive and impatient person, and having thought about writing a book for a very long time, I woke up a couple of weeks ago at 11 p.m. Yes, sleep is a major issue. And 100 hours later, a book was sent to Amazon. I'm not in it to make money, but the feeling of pride completing a book was truly something to behold. I'm positive in my attitude, but I'm also aware of the nature of the disease and not in any form of denial. I've been blessed by life, despite its challenges, and have had the time to talk to my family to prepare ourselves for the later stages of PSP. I accept that currently there is no treatment available. I am counting on my faith. What is important to me is preserving my dignity and to hope that my cognition, which has to date stayed strong, continues to do so. I'd like my humour to remain as it is, although my kids would strongly disagree and rate it as poor. I've found great comfort in the interaction with Facebook and other support groups. Not always pleasant reading material, but it's good to know we are together. It's a truly awful disease, made so much worse by the lack of medical treatment. In my view, this comes from the significant problem of misdiagnosis, usually as Parkinson's, early on, which starves the disease of patients who can take part in trials. For now, as a non-medically trained person, I will continue to write, be positive, be honest, and try to keep my humour, as bad as it is, working on all cylinders. I don't feel qualified to give advice. There are many with far more experience. But I've learned something important. Don't wait until it's too late to communicate what matters most. For me, that meant making my end-of-life wishes clear, setting up power of attorney, and sorting out finances to avoid family conflict later. Once those things were in place, it brought a sense of calm, even in the middle of a storm. On a personal level, dignity is critical to me, and I wanted to make that clear too. Lastly, I was deeply worried about writing an article in December, so far in advance of printing, because who knows where I will be when it goes live. Then I realised it doesn't actually matter. Us patients and caregivers, who in many respects have it harder, have to speak up at every opportunity and promote and advocate for PSP. And you will hopefully see I am still writing on my blog page. Ben's blog can be found at benlazpsp.com, and his book is available on Amazon in paperback or Kindle versions. Ben is kindly donating proceeds from the book to PSPA.